Movie Stars by Peter Friend.
You all know it's the end of term next Friday, and now it's Ms. Chisholm. And before you leave, there's one final project I want you to do in groups using any media belt. She pulled a slip of paper from her random topic books and unfolded it. Hobbies.
Aww.
You've got a week. David's group included Sally, which was cool because she was the smartest kid in the class, and Mohammed and Emma. Then there was Kevin, the laziest kid in the whole school.
So what's our hobbies?
Asked Sally.
I play netball and collect the street toys that go away with burger meals.
I like to relax.
See Kevin.
Soccer.
See Mohammed.
And I make model boats.
Sewing my own clothes.
Said Emma.
I skateboard and make a movie.
Said David.
Hey, I know.
Said Sally.
We can make a movie about our hobbies.
Everyone except David thought Sally's idea was brilliant. He knew how much work it would be.
Who wants to watch a movie of Sally playing netball and Mohammed making boots?
He asked.
We need some kind of story to link our hobbies together.
No worries, I'll think of something.
Said Kevin.
We've got a whole week.
But by Friday, they still hadn't thought of anything.
We need to finish this by Monday.
David reminded the others.
We have to write a script after school today, then film over the weekend.
Sorry. I got soccer practice at 4.
Said Mohammed.
I have to look after my little sister.
Said Emma.
I'm busy too.
Said Kevin.
Well, it looks like it's just us, David.
Said Sally. They decided to go over to Sally's. At any other time, David would have liked hanging out with her, but the movie hung over them, spoiling the mood.
Hang on in the mall.
Said Sally as they passed the burger place in the mall. She returned with a milkshake and a purple plastic shark wearing a pirate hat.
Sorry, I guess you haven't seen the movie.
David had an idea.
We could take your plastic toys and Mohammed model boats and make a comedy about pirates. Emma could sew little pirate flags. Our theme is how different people's interests can combine to make a film.
Cool, but what about Kevin?
Said Sally. David shrugged.
Include a pirate sunbathing or something. He won't care.
2 hours later, they finished the script. Then they rang the others to organize filming for the next day. Saturday started well enough. They met at Emma's place, where they planned on using her little sister's paddling pool. Everyone except David, except Kevin, was on time. They talked for a bit, then started work, which was when the trouble began.
You can't put my ship in that paddling pool,
exclaimed Mohammed.
It's a scale model historic replica, not some kid's toy. It's different from Sally's stuff.
What? These are available collectible,
said Sally.
Has anyone seen Millie?
Asked Emma, who was keeping an eye on her sister again. Just when David thought things could get any worse, Kevin arrived.
I'll be the director,
he announced, dumping his bag on a chair. David expected the others to laugh, but they agreed.
What did me?
He thought, pressing the record button on his camera button anyway. Sure enough, Kevin threw away the script. Instead, he insisted they make a movie about radioactive mutant fish. They eat a pirate ship after an underwater kung fu battle. Sally tripped and fell into the paddling pool, splashing Mohammed's ship, and Emma's little sister nearly choked on punk piranha. Mohammed left with his ship, saying he had a soccer game. Kevin mumbled some excuse about meeting someone in town. Sally went home to change her clothes. Emma stomped off inside, dragging Millie with her. David turned off his camera. All he had was a footage of people yelling. Monday morning and the others were looking glum.
Sorry about Saturday,
mumbled Sally.
Okay.
David whispered just loud enough for the others to hear.
I finished something yesterday on the computer. It's not great, but it's better than nothing. Just play along with what I say.
Something you'd like to share with us, David? Asked Miss Chisholm.
Just a short film project,
he said, holding up the DVD. Miss Chisholm waved him towards the DVD player, and David inserted the disc. A title appeared on screen.
How not to make a film with your friends.
The film was the worst of what he'd got on Saturday. Sally and Emma's little sister fighting over fish toys, Kevin raving about underwater kung fu battles, Sally falling into the paddling pool, Mohammed trying to rescue his ship, and lots of yelling. Best of all, David had edited this footage to look like an old black and white movie, and he'd added a tinkly piano soundtrack and silly sound effects. By the end, the entire class was laughing, including the stars. Very original, smiled Miss Chisholm.
That's what we thought,
said Kevin.
David did most of the work,
said Sally, giving David the best smile ever.
I wonder where I can get Peter Jackson's address,
thought David.
Maybe I should send him a copy.
The end.
The end.